Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed, or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur, and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years' experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky Hansen here, and welcome to episode one of the Career Change Podcast, 15 years in the making. Now, I've designed this first episode to help you figure out if this is the right podcast for you or not. So we'll talk about both you and me to make sure we get on like a house on fire. Episode one is a little bit like a weather forecast. What can you expect going forward? So we'll talk about who this podcast is for and also the topics and subjects we'll cover going forwards. And most importantly, how this podcast will help you change careers or figure out what business to start. Now, here's the most important thing and what I really want you to experience whilst you're listening to this podcast. You'll feel seen, you'll feel heard and understood. Like, I really get you. I am going to be entering into conversations and monologues that are likely already happening in your own head. And I'm going to verbalize them, things you might have been thinking about for years or months. And that also means that you might be feeling a bit like a hypochondriac at several times throughout this podcast episode, especially when we talk about the things that might be getting in your way. That is a good thing. I want you to feel like a hypochondriac. That is a great sign that you are in the right place. You know, I really want you to feel like you are in good hands and I can help you. And of course, I'll tell you a little bit about myself, my background, and also people are always really curious about my accent for some strange reason. But let's address something right up front, because you might be wondering, well, great, Ricky, but why should I listen to you? Good on you if you think like that. You definitely want to choose your career change advisors, your entrepreneurship advisors very carefully in a world where everyone are all over social media giving careers advice and change advice. So you would definitely want to make sure you choose someone who has a solid, proven track record of both advice and results, especially if you're, you know, in your 30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. You want to make sure that person really gets what you're up against. So let's talk about that briefly to get that sorted. So in a nutshell, the Career Change Podcast is for you. If you want proven and practical advice, i.e. the how-tos for figuring out your what is it really that you want to do next, whether that's reinventing and future-proofing your career, changing careers, or starting your own company, or deciding what online business to start, or combining all of that into a portfolio career. In short, this podcast will help you figure out what you really want by sharing with you stuff that's already proven to work in the real world for people just like you. So since 2005, I've been a professional career change advisor and entrepreneur, and I worked one-to-one with over 700 individuals, smart men and women from all over the world. And I've also advised thousands more via my online program, Your Career Change Map, via talks and videos and other group and online settings. So what that means for you is that I am not just intimately familiar and understand exactly what you are going through in your own career transition journey right now, but most importantly, I can actually help you move on, do something about it. It's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. So I'm very much starting the Career Change Podcast to help even more people change careers, or start the right business after 35 by sharing with you the advice, the strategies, and the resources that have most consistently worked for my own clients in the real world over the last 15 years, that also what is working in the current economy and what's going to work in the future work. We'll talk about all of that. Most of all, what I can promise you is that the Career Change Podcast is going to be a frank and honest conversation. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful, as opposed to just what's trendy or what looks good or what's popular or what people want to hear. I call a spade, I promise you. I'm an advisor, and what that really means is that my clients, they pay me for advice that works in the real world. I can't get away with posting vague, fluffy quotes over on Instagram or make unqualified guesses. This needs to work in the real world for people who have real lives. Probably like yourself, when you are 35 to 55, you got real life issues to deal with in addition to career change and entrepreneurship. You might have children, mortgages, ex-wives, ex-husbands, health issues, stress issues, and then you layer on the state of the world or the economy and the fears and the worries. And you really need to know what you're dealing with. So if you don't like a direct style, then you've been warned. Now, here's the frank deal when it comes to careers. We are all going to have to change either very soon or over the coming months and years. And not just once, but several times, adaptability is really becoming key. The whole idea of this job for life or one business for life is outdated. It already has been for years, right? So you better be in charge and you better be the front runner for that. The world of work as we know it, it's changing by the minute. And the whole concept of professions and careers and businesses is becoming very fluid. It's not just about a one-off event, you know, you change careers or you start your own business and you're sorted. No, we are all going to have to get used to and good at transition. And that's actually a good thing for those of us who want to do that. And it should be a motivation, right? Those of us in our mid-30s or 40s or mid-50s, you know, Gen X or early-born millennials, we are the ones with the experience and we still have so many years left to work ahead of us. But I also get that we are actually the first generation ever to having to get used to reinvent and change in midlife and to continue to do so. We literally have more possible work selves, as in opportunities and ways, different careers, different businesses ahead of us than any other generation before. And at the same time, it can seem like we have so few role models for how do you do this? And it can also seem like, where's the advice for all of this? I'm sure you've had that experience, right? Where's the advice for those of us over 35 when we want to change careers or start our own business? Where can I get the help? That is exactly what I want to do with this podcast, to show you how it really works and what you can do and all the opportunities that are there. So together we can make the coming years the best years of our work life. Because what I've really noticed is, and I know this for my clients, and that's just increasing, it can be really easy to feel lost in this new world of work, or even intimidated by it. And then you're human, which means that you have the negativity bias, i.e. you're wired to focus mainly on the negative things and the risk and the fears and the worries. What I want to do instead with the Career Change podcast is I want to show you that there are so many developments in the world of work that can actually be advantageous for you, the front runner, career changer, the entrepreneur, and work in your favor. Because often what I see happening, and again, this is just increasing, with people over 35, where they tend to do, instead of getting excited about the future and instead of getting excited about the careers and business they could do going forward, they often spend a lot of energy on regrets and on being really upset with themselves about what could have been and what they should have done and the regrets and it being too late or they're too old. I promise you, you can use that energy so much better. I really want to focus your attention on all of the ever-expanding opportunities that already exist and are increasingly becoming available for creating careers or businesses that are both exciting and meaningful and pay the bills when you're over 35. The biggest blocker when you are over 35 is often that most people, maybe yourself included, are only literally aware of probably 10% of the possibilities and options they have for alternative careers or businesses they could start, especially if you're someone who's used to work in a profession. So a lot of my clients over the years have come from professions like law and finance and marketing and professional services, or professions where they're very much trained very hard, worked in the same field. And often you can think that in order to do something different, you have to go through that whole thing again. But here's the deal. New careers and business paths are being created by the minute. It's a lot more about problem solving, project work, collaborations, and also to a certain extent, all of us now being these small personal enterprises, not just about jobs. So technology and platforms as well, they're opening up this whole new passion economy, create economy. It's easier than ever to start a business or an online business, get in front of the right people. And also if you want to change careers, it's easier than ever to get in front of the right network, to make friends, to break into new industries. But most people are not even aware of this because they have this idea that, oh, but that's great if you work in technology or you're 21 and you can use YouTube and all of that. We are so much better placed at our age to do it. You just need to learn how and see the people doing it. So that's what I'm really excited about, talking about a lot about the future work, this new world of work, and all of the things that are really working in our favor, because I really want more people to learn how to confidently navigate this new world and feel at home in it. And also, we are the ones to create it. Don't leave that just to the politicians or to the really young ones. We are the ones best placed to create this. Let me tell you something that might surprise you. It definitely surprised me. What I've found over the last 15 years is that this age group, 35 to 55, we are actually best placed when it comes to changing careers or starting our own businesses. And it's also easier for us to figure out what we actually want, because life leaves clues. We already have a foundation to build on. You never have to go empty-handed into what's next. All of those skills, experience, results you already have, you just need to learn to build a narrative that makes sense to where you want to go next. Get clear, what is it that needs to go and what is it that needs to add? It is easier at our age, and I really want to make that clear, so you're really well placed for what's happening and you're really well placed for changing careers or starting your own business. You never have to go empty-handed into what's next. But what might be happening is that you're doing things that get in the way. So let's talk about that. This is very much the hypochondriac segment. Let's talk about the things that get in the way. Here's the deal. You definitely need the practical and proven how-tos and the research and the frameworks, and I'll share a lot of that with you in the coming episodes. But you also need to stop getting in your own way. And I bet you know what I mean here. Smart people can get very creative when it comes to sabotaging their own efforts or killing off their dreams before they even get a chance to get out of their own heads. All the things that get in the way or that you allow to get in the way is what a lot of the Career Change podcast is going to be about, because that's always the questions I get. You know, you're a smart person, you work so hard to get to where you are today, but how do you make that leap without throwing it all away in the process? You tend to focus on all of the risks and, you know, fears. So often what you need to do instead is really just being aware of those few things you do that are really getting you in your own way and learning what to replace them with in terms of habits and mindset and very concrete things that you can do to get the fastest wins so you can make smart decisions and not throw it all away in the process. So another vital role that I often play in my clients' transitions is to help them stop doing all of the things that get in their own way. So let me get you inside of your head for a moment. I'm going to run through the list of the main ways that smart people get in their own way. And then I want you just to make note, do you see yourself doing any of these ones? If you do, that's great, because I'm going to have loads of episodes coming for you. Also know it's very normal to be a mixture of all of these things. So let's talk of the first one, self-sabotage. We'll talk a lot about self-sabotage. Two of the biggest issues I see is that people tend to have an all or nothing mentality, or they get stuck in this start-stop loop of doom. So the all-or-nothing mentality is where you insist on feeling perfectly ready and having everything lined up perfectly before you start, which means all or nothing, you do nothing, because that doesn't happen. Or you insist on the economy or your life or other people being a certain way before you can start. All or nothing. That's really unhelpful for most people, because generally that tends to mean that they do nothing and they stay stuck for months or years. So we'll talk about what to replace that with. The start-stop loop of doom is massive. And most people come my way, they might have been stuck in that loop for years. This is when you go all in and you start, you're thinking about that business idea, you research, you call all your friends, you spend all weekend researching it. Then come Monday, something happens at work or in your life or in your business and you get distracted and life happens. And suddenly 3 months later, you're like, oh, what was that business idea again? And then you have a stab and then something happens and you just start and stop. It is exhausting. We will talk about how to replace that with consistency and real action and commitment. So if that's you, loads coming your way. To be honest, that is probably most people. That start-stop loop, I am probably inside of your head already. Over the years, I've also attracted a lot of what I call overthinker type as clients. So overthinker types is when you're a super smart person, you're so smart that you can be so creative in terms of analysis paralysis. You literally stay stuck overthinking things and talking yourself out of your best ideas. And that's often something that might have been taught in your profession. You know, a lot of professional people, a lot of people in the corporate world, they're paid to think of all of the reasons why something might not work out for their client. Then they take that into their own career transition and it just stops them dead in their tracks, we'll talk about how to get out of that, because it's really painful to stay stuck in overthinking and not taking action. Another type that I've helped a lot over the years is the overwhelmer type, or the multi-passionate type. This is you if you have way too many ideas or way too many passions and you don't know which one to pick, and you're always pulled in many directions but nothing to show for it. You feel like a jack of all trades. You've got this popcorn brain that's literally sprouting new ideas by the minute, and you feel really torn. I've got a lot of good stuff coming your way. I have developed very specific frameworks and tools for how to decide what idea to go for, how to test drive, and also how to combine things into umbrella concepts. So there are loads of stuff coming your way. A smaller segment that I've come across over the years is what I call the no ideaster types. These are people who feel like they have no ideas or no options, because they feel really limited by their profession, because they might have worked in the same job or profession or line of work or company for most of their adult life. They kind of fell into it after university, and it's really hard for them to imagine what else could they possibly do. A little bit like I said before, they're probably only aware of 10% of things that they could do. So the problem is not that you don't have any ideas and options, you just don't think you have. As I said, a lot of the Career Change podcast is going to be talking about the way that the world of work is changing. And now we need to have different professional identities, different jobs, different careers, different business throughout our lifetime. So now is the time to get started, rather than keep focusing on the stuff you don't like and that's keeping you stuck. But I also know most of my clients tend to have full-time jobs and families or businesses. So often by the stage when it comes to them making a transition, they're like, I am just too exhausted. I don't know how to find the time. How do I create the habits? How do I stay motivated? How do I make this transition happen? This is something I've done a lot of training on over the years, so I can literally share with you tools, habits, resources for really dialing that down, because that is so key. And interesting enough, that's also once you start getting this right, things like morning routines, special habits, and really dialing your productivity, you will find that most of the time that you spend creating this new path, it's actually going to energize you. So most people, before they start, they just feel exhausted. But once you start doing the right thing, it'll energize you rather than deplete you. And that's how this whole thing works. You might also feel that, yeah, I really like this idea of starting my own business, but I'm not the entrepreneurial type. Don't worry. I really want to blow that myth that you have to be the entrepreneurial type, like Steve Jobs or Elon Musk or generally other men, in order to start your own business. It does not have to be that way. Entrepreneurship is all about solving real problems and getting results, doing stuff that people want to pay to have solved. And that means that there are a lot of different people who can become entrepreneurs. You just need to know how it works and really focus on making sure it's the right business for you, and it really capitalizes on who you are and what you're good at and the things you want to, you know, work with in the world so you can enjoy the day-to-day. I also want to say that this is not just about becoming an entrepreneur, because over, you know, the coming years, we're going to go through stages of entrepreneurship, maybe a job, maybe a contract and all of that. So what's first and foremost important is that you really decide what is the kind of work you want to do in the world. What's the kind of day and life and the activities you want to do? Who do you want to do them with? Where do you want to do it? Because once you get clear on that, then it might actually turn out that it is a job, or that it is a business, or it is a combination. So that's also what's different about this podcast. It's not just about quit your job and start a business, or quit your business and start a job. It's about figuring out what is right for you right now. That's what's so important. You do not need to go from one box to the other. Let's make sure you're solving the right problem and that you find something that works perfectly for you. Does that make sense? All right. Another thing that I'm personally intimately familiar with is perfectionism. And often perfectionists also tend to be overthinkers. That's like a double whammy of proportions. Perfectionism is something we have to talk about if that's your issue, because perfectionists have the hardest time changing careers or starting their own business, because they have such a fear of failure. That's really what perfectionism is all about. So when you make a transition, you are going to have to do things you might not have done before and take smaller risks. And that means that if you have a fear of failure, you never really allow yourself to go all in and to take those actions. So we need to talk about how to get out of this procrastination, perfectionism, and look at what you actually lose by insisting on being a perfectionist. there are so many concrete things for this because I know how painful it could be. A lot of my clients over the years have been perfectionists too. So there are loads of things you can do. It is painful to stay there. Loads of stuff coming your way. We'll also talk about confidence, imposter syndrome. This tends to be something that really rears its head when you're transitioning into something new or you're starting a business. Ooh, who am I? Or I don't trust myself. Or they're going to find out that I don't know anything. You might even have confidence and imposter syndrome already now in the career or business that you don't like. You know, even the smartest people I work with, everybody has some of this. And it's a good thing if you have imposter syndrome because it just means, from the research, what it indicates is that you're a smart person who probably just have a real issue owning your achievements. So that's a good thing. You much rather have imposter syndrome than Dunning-Kruger. But either way, all of this to say, we will be talking about how you can create confidence. One of the things I'll be talking about in one of the coming episodes is how you can actually create confidence and in the process of doing that, also change careers and start your own business. So if that's you, there's lots coming for you. I also noticed there's an increase in things like anxiety, there's a mental health issues, there's this whole uncertainty thing. We'll talk about very concrete ways of dealing with that so you can take really good care of yourself. We'll also, of course, talk about the risk and the fear of all flavors and you name it. Now, did I warn you, you'd feel like a hypochondriac. So am I inside of your head right now? I hope you feel really understood. Like I hear you, I get you, but most importantly, I can help you. Like I said, often it's what you stop doing. And it might just be one or two things that you need to stop that will give you the fastest and the biggest wins. So get excited. I'll share with you how my clients have handled it, what the research shows, the tools to use, the evergreen principles, what works to get over yourself again and again. Now, I just want to stop for a moment here and pause for a moment and let you know that if you're like, yes, this is me, Ricky, this I can relate to a lot of these kind of things. And what I want you to do is come over to thecareerchangepodcast.com and sign up for the newsletter there. You can do that right on the page because my subscribers get my best advice and motivation. And also, this podcast will very much be based on questions for my subscribers. So in that long list I just went through of things that you might be doing to get in your own way, sign up and then let me know which one of those ones do you struggle the most with? Where are you stuck? What are your biggest questions, the biggest things you're up against? Let's co-create this podcast together. So go to thecareerchangepodcast.com and sign up for the newsletter and then reply to any of those emails and let me know what you want me to talk about. Now, this is often the stage where people go, Ricky, where's your accent from? People are always really curious about, you know, where are you from? So let's talk about that for a moment. So my name is Ricky, if we haven't met before, that's spelled R-I-K-K-E. Please don't worry about how to pronounce it. Just call me Ricky. I've been living in the UK, mainly London, since 1996 when I came to do my degree at King's College, after a 3-year stint in Paris, but I'm actually Danish by birth. So I was actually born on a small island in Denmark called Fyn, just down the road from Hans Christian Andersen, the storyteller, was born. And my first English teacher was a Dutch woman with a very strong Irish accent for some reason. So hence you might be picking up a bit of that. But English is actually my third language. In Denmark, where I grew up in the late 70s and 80s, Danish television didn't actually start until about 5 p.m. So if you wanted to watch children's telly, you had to learn German. So that's what I did. So I was already trilingual, Danish, German, English by the age of 10. So that gives you a really interesting mix, especially now having lived over here for so long. Now, Denmark is a lovely place, but back then it was a lot less exciting than it is now. So I always knew I wanted to live somewhere else. I wanted a big city. I wanted a lot more diverse population. I always felt deep down, I was very much like a global citizen. You can probably relate to that. So I left Denmark as soon as I could. Literally 18, 19, I bought a Eurail or Interrail ticket. I was going to go around Europe with my best friend. 24 hours beforehand, she was like, I'm not going to go. So I went by myself. My first stop was Paris, and I fell in love. It was the middle of summer. They had this thing called Fête de la Musique, which is this big party where they play music everywhere. I'm like, I'm going to stay here. I don't speak the language, but I can learn it. I ended up staying for 3 years, living in the Marais. And then in 96, I took one of the first ever Eurostars to London, started my degree at King's College, and then did my career over here. And I've lived here ever since. Before that, though, briefly before leaving Paris, I also spent some time in Australia. That's where I met my Spanish-speaking Argentinian, the love of my life, who's been my husband now for 20 years. And I travel a lot, especially to the US. So now you know why my accent is such a mix. People often ask, so do you feel Danish? Do you feel British? What do you feel like? To be honest, I just feel like a global citizen, or maybe more like a Danish Londoner, because I lived in London for so long. I love big cities. But 2 years ago, I actually fancied a change and I moved to the seaside. So 90 minutes south of London, right on the beach, so I can still quickly back to London. I have this beautiful sea view. You can follow me over on Instagram. I'm the Ricky Hansen. I literally live right on the beach. I love that. For now, I'm here. Who knows where we go next? It might be Pacific Northwest, Japan, Paris. We'll see what happens with Brexit. Anyway, I spent my days working in my business, which is fully online. I work one-on-one with people from all over the world, helping them design and decide on their ideal career, their ideal business, help them make that happen. I also have an online program called Your Career Change Map, where I teach these frameworks for how do you figure out how much of a change do you need, and then how do you decide what the right career or business is, how do you make all of that happen. If you want to know more about that, how to work with me, get help, professional help, you can find that over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. You're probably wondering what I did before I started my company, and I think that's really important for you to understand, because I was just like you. So before I started my own career change consultancy back in 2005, I also was someone who really wanted a career change. I know what it feels like when you're stuck in that job and you're like, how do you get out of here and into that new thing? It can seem so unrealistic, right? But I had a career in corporate human resources for American investment banks. So I worked in HR for Morgan Stanley, Citigroup Asset Management, offering HR, career advice, psychology, hiring, firing, you know, observing toxic politics at close hands, getting a deep insight into how the world of work really works from that perspective. But I'm mainly sharing that to let you know that I'm also a career changer myself. I'm relatable, right? Most importantly, being though that I have now also helped thousands of people change and get into something much better. But I want you to understand that I really get you on a deep personal level, because I know what it can feel like when you worked your way up to a certain level and then you realize it's not what you want any longer. And then you're like, well, how? It can seem so unrealistic. There is that gap between where you are and where you want to be. I get that, both because I've held a lot of people close that gap, but also because I've closed that gap myself. We'll talk a lot about that, because here's the deal. You might think that it's not realistic for you. And here's the deal. It might not be realistic overnight, but that doesn't mean that it can't be realistic if you start now and consistently start taking action. We'll talk a lot about that, but what I want you to think about is, it's a little bit like saying, ooh, but I'm not a fitness person. If you're someone who spent the last 15 years smoking and eating unhealthy and never exercising, well, all you need to do is to start behaving like doing the things that a fit person would do. And over months or a year or two, you can become one. And it's exactly the same thing with career change and with starting your own business. And I really want to talk about that, because here's what I often see happening. And it's something I can, like I say, relate to on a personal level and also with the thousands of people that I've helped. Often after 35, there can be this real tendency to talk yourself into being stuck. You know, it's safer for me to stay stuck and wait and see what's happening. But, you know, if you're deeply unhappy and you don't like what you're doing, that is a very unsustainable scenario. So let's talk about why staying stuck in an unhappy scenario is actually the biggest risk you can run, i.e. let's get you out of there. That's really what I want to do. The Career Change Podcast is also going to be a lot about the new world of work, the future of work, and the new risky. We'll talk about how the world of work is changing and why you would actually want to start future-proofing your career or your business path right now. In this podcast, I really want to connect the dots, as in what's happening in the world right now and what's coming, to where you are right now and what the best opportunities are and how you can use them to power and motivate your career transition in business. Because if you're worried right now or fearful about making a change, which I can understand, right? The world can seem like a buffet of worries. But if you know that you've totally outgrown or no longer enjoy your current profession or job or industry, then we need to have a frank discussion about why staying stuck rather than starting to make changes now is actually the new risky. Yes, staying stuck in a career or job you don't enjoy and that you might even hate for too long is the new risky. whereas being 100% in charge of and responsible for creating career or business you actually enjoy and have a real interest in is the best way to future-proof it. So get cracking. Those who will be and are competitive and valuable in the job market, in the business market, they're lifelong enthusiastic learners who keep learning and applying what they learn. So right now, you're stuck in a career or job or business that you no longer enjoy, that you've lost interest in. What that means, and am I inside your head right now, you are currently likely not growing, you're likely not achieving, and you're likely not developing yourself professionally when you look back over the last year or two. You're probably not keeping up to date or learning more. And that, my friend, is the new risky. It is literally the opposite of future-proofing. Plus, you're probably also just getting more and more exhausted and fed up, right? Here's the deal. From now on, we'll be doing a lot more ongoing learning, training, and continual education. So you better have an interest in and care about what you're doing so you can keep adapting and keep learning more about it. So ask yourself where you are right now. Do you actually have an interest in what you're doing in the subject, the industry, the client group? Can you see yourself there realistically in a number of years? Because if the answer is no, then it's risky. And it's also, most importantly, not just risky, it's also a massive reason to get started with your transition right now. Because that is how you future-proof. So rather than think, oh, I'm really unhappy, but I'm going to stay stuck and worry. No, that is actually the most risky thing you can do. What we need you to do is to get started with that thing that you really want to do so you can start doing it and start future-proofing and start creating work that you actually enjoy, that you look forward to doing on a daily basis and it can grow with you over the coming years. That's what it's really all about. Don't let this put you off or turn you off. Instead, this should just be more motivational fuel to get started or back on track with your dreams, right? If you're listening to a podcast called the Career Change Podcast, I know that you want more. But let's take a reality check here because, like I promised, this is going to be frank and honest. I am not telling you to throw it all away or risk it all from one day to the other. That is not what I'm talking about. I'll leave that to those kind of rah-rah entrepreneurs. This is about what you don't want to do is to stay stuck and fearful right now. You want to start things on the side. Maybe you can go all in on your transition straight away, and that's fantastic. Some of my clients do that. But for a lot of my clients, what they do, they take the very profession or the very job they don't enjoy, and they use it as cash flow, as a cash cow for starting things on the side. So they might keep a permanent job, or they might take a series of contracts in their current profession to keep having money coming in so they can start creating that business on the side or test driving alternative careers on the side. That's what matters. So everybody can do this. I've never come across anyone who didn't have the opportunity to do that on the side or full time. So again, forget all or nothing, focus on something, start doing something right now. We are all going to have several career or business transitions over our lifetime now. It's becoming the norm. So the sooner you get used to and good at this adaptive approach to your career or business, the more future-proof you're going to make yourself. Adaptability is the new safety. And now is the time to start. And that's a good thing because you should want to start creating something you truly care about that's meaningful, all right? Now, this is your opportunity to finally get going with what you already know you should be doing and that you want to do. And now you also have the advice available to you. And I really want to encourage you to start with this or get back on track. Stay curious and think about how can you make the developments and this new world of work work for you. This is highly personal. Let's make the coming years the best years of your work life. All right. I am so excited to, in the coming episodes of the Career Change Podcast, share with you how you can figure out how much of a change do you need and then identify or design a career that you're going to love, that's going to feel like you. And also, we'll talk about all of those things that get in the way and what to replace them with so you can create that career, that business that's both meaningful and exciting starting now. So, did you enjoy this podcast? I hope you feel like we get on like a house on fire and that I really get you. But then most importantly, I can use my solid experience to help you with a frank and honest conversation about what it really takes. So if you like this podcast, please subscribe. Go over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts and subscribe. And if you like it, please do also leave a 5-star review and recommend it to your friends. There are so many people out there who need this advice. But most importantly, don't just make this another podcast that you just listen to but not take action on. First thing I want you to do is come over to thecareerchangepodcast.com and sign up for my newsletter. My subscribers, they not only do they get the best advice, the motivation, they're also able to submit questions for the podcast. So sign up at thecareerchangepodcast.com and then reply to any of the emails. Let me know, what is it you want me to talk about? What did you feel most like a hypochondriac about when I went through it? Don't let whatever is happening in the world right now make you forget what truly matters and that you matter. Remember to actively focus on all of the things that you do have the power to do to make the rest of your life the best years of your life. You do not have to stay stuck and worry. You can absolutely get started and you should want to. That's how this is all going to work out for the best. So let's do this. I'll see you over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Welcome home.